Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. According to Lebanese state media, Israeli ground forces have reached their deepest point in Lebanon since they invaded 6 weeks ago. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
The reports say Israeli troops captured a strategic hill in a southern Lebanese village near the Israeli border early Saturday. Israeli troops were then reportedly pushed back from the area. The push on the ground comes as Israeli warplanes continue to pound Beirut's southern suburbs, while Lebanese and Hezbollah officials study a draft proposal presented by the US on ending the war. Lebanon's caretaker prime minister has also asked Iran, a main backer of Hezbollah, to help secure a ceasefire in the war between Israel and the militant group. I'm Naeon Kim.
Medics told Reuters that an Israeli strike killed 10 Palestinians and wounded at least 20 others on Saturday in western Gaza City's Shati refugee camp.
And so here we say rich countries would have to pay up, you know, pay up for their climate debt. They owe us big time. They find money for wars. They find money for supporting the fossil fuel industry. But they say that they don't have money for climate action. We're calling out that bull in this COP.
Maria Teresa Loran is an advisor at Rosa Luxemburg Foundation and one of many protesters at the COP29 United Nations Climate Summit. The protesters first gathered inside one of the rooms at the COP29 venue in Baku, Azerbaijan, where they made speeches and chanted slogans. They later formed a chain in the space outside the venue.
We take whatever space we can because we know that the powers that be would want to silence us.
While under United Nations guidelines, protests are not allowed on its premises in general, an exception is made for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, which allows for protests at COP summits in pre-agreed areas with civil society members. This is VOA News.
I truly believe cooperation of our countries will be the foundation to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific for many years to come.
At the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru, U.S. President Joe Biden met with the leaders of South Korea and Japan on Friday and expressed alarm with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's decision to send thousands of troops to help Moscow battle Ukrainian troops. On Saturday, he'll use his final meeting with China's President Xi Jinping to urge him to dissuade North Korea from further deepening its backing of Russia's war on Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine must do all it can to ensure the war with Russia ends next year through diplomacy, commenting on a decisive moment after Donald Trump's U.S. presidential election win and Russia's grinding battlefield gains. I think Putin doesn't want peace at all, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't want to sit down and talk to one of the leaders. Why? For him, it would be the destruction of political isolation that was created since the beginning of the invasion. Moscow's ambassador to the UN in Geneva said on Thursday that Russia would be open to negotiations on an end to the war if they were initiated by Trump, although he added that these would have to acknowledge realities on the ground. Moscow uses this phrase to mean Ukraine would have to cede 4 regions. Zelensky has repeatedly said that peace cannot be established until all Russian forces are expelled and all territory captured, including Crimea, is returned. Russia halted supply of gas to Austria on Saturday as the end of its delivery to Europe draws near, but state-owned oil giant Gazprom will continue to pipe gas via Ukraine to Hungary and Slovakia for the short term. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
One of the last main routes, a Soviet-era pipeline via Ukraine, is due to shut down at the end of this year. Supply to Austria was through a transit agreement that Ukraine had with Gazprom, a deal that Ukraine said it decided not to extend, aiming to deprive Russia of profits that Ukraine says helped to finance the war against it. On Saturday, Austria's energy regulator, E-Control, said Gazprom's deliveries to OMV had stopped, adding that prices and supplies to Austrian customers were steady. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said on Friday, Austria was prepared. We will not let ourselves be blackmailed by anyone, he said, not even Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Lucy Fielder for Reuters. Parents of infant victims killed in a hospital fire in northern India said they had been unable to identify their babies on Saturday. According to the state's deputy chief minister, emergency responders rescued 38 newborns from the ward, adding that 3 babies had still not been identified and others injured were receiving treatment. The cause of the fire has not been officially declared. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.